So you might close your eyes, let the attention go inward. And just feel this life breath, feel the inflow and outflow of the breath. See if it's possible to just relax with the movement of the breath. So with the in-breath, opening to receive. And with the out-breath, a letting go, a relaxing, releasing. Feeling the breath in the foreground and letting the senses be awake, aware of the sounds around you. Aware of the sensations of the sitting posture. Just feeling your body from the inside out. And aware of the state of your heart right now. Let there be an inner listening, just to feel whatever mood or emotions might be predominant. A sense of openness or closed, vulnerable, tense, whatever's there. Without any judgment, just noticing it. As you listen and attend to your heart, sense what your intention is for tonight. Just asking yourself what matters. What your heart's longing is. And sensing our shared aspiration that this time of presence might serve awakening of these hearts and minds, rippling out to touch, serve, and heal the lives of all beings everywhere. And we come together as community or Sangha with the chanting of the sound current of Om, which is the sound current of connectedness, of realizing and living from this connectedness with the life within us, around us, with awareness. So bringing the palms together, we'll chant three times. Just feel the sincerity of your heart, expressing it through the sound current, inhaling deeply to begin. Tonight's meditation will be the metta, or loving kindness practice, ways of paying attention that wake up, open up, soften this heart. And we begin in a very classical way that's both in the Taoist and Buddhist tradition with the image of a smile. I'd like to invite you to envision wide open sky, blue, spacious, vast sky. And sense the curve and openness, brightness of a smile spreading through that sky. So there's a sense of receptivity, letting the mind merge with that sky so that smile is spread through your mind. That smile is spread through your sky-like mind. And sense the openness with that. You can let the smile spread through your eyes, very in a visceral way, softening the flesh around the eyes. Let the brow be smooth. Sensing the openness of the mind, soft eyes. And then let the smile be at the mouth, a slight but real smile. Feel the inside of the mouth smiling. Again, feeling that smile through the eyes, soft eyes. Smile at the mouth. And smiling into the heart. Letting the curve and openness of a smile spread through the heart and chest area. So you can sense from the vastness of your inner heart, inner space, a smile naturally expressing. Not to in any way cover over what's in your heart, but to make space. Gentle, receptive space. Letting that sense of space and receptivity spread and widen through the whole chest, outward, rippling outward, widening circles so that the shoulders are free to relax back and down in this receptive openness. Arms hanging easily, hands resting effortlessly. You might soften the hands. Feel them from the inside. Just receiving the sensations, tingling, the vibrating in this receptive awareness. Still feeling that openness to the chest area and loosening down the torso, softening the belly. You might sense a smile in the navel area, the Dantian is what it's called. Just opening and softening deep in the torso, feeling the breath receive deep in the torso. And sensing a waking up to the sensations in the hips and buttocks and down through the legs. Feeling the feet, sensations from the inside out. And And then widen the attention now to feel this whole body, this whole field of energy vibrating, tingling, alive. And again, sense that smile, that awareness that's open and receptive, receiving this life free to play, to dance in awareness. Letting the attention settle gently at the heart area. Perhaps again smiling into the heart. Feeling the expression of a smile emanating from the essence of heart. We begin the classical metta reflection by just sensing the goodness of your own being. You might reflect on qualities that you appreciate. It may be that you appreciate your curiosity or your honesty, your way of helping other people, your humor, your enjoyment of nature. Just to sense what goodness expresses through this body-mind being that you call self. The goodness might be sensed by remembering what your sincere aspiration is and appreciating the goodness of that, your aspiration to realize truth, your aspiration to be of benefit to others, your aspiration to wake up your heart. Just to sense the goodness that's here. Perhaps in the most basic way, sensing the consciousness or presence itself that is what you are. The innate love and compassion that's here. And as you feel appreciation for your own being, to offer phrases of care to your own heart. I'll just suggest some phrases and you might imagine and sense their meaning so that you can be inside them as you offer them as blessings or prayers to yourself. May I be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence. You might visualize that, sense what it would be like. Feel your wish to yourself. May I be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence. May I feel safe and at ease. Imagine that, deeply safe and at ease. May I be happy. I'd visualize and sense what that would really mean. May I be happy. this heart and mind awaken and be free. May I be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence. May I feel safe and at ease. May I be happy. May this heart and mind awaken and be free. For this last time of offering the phrases, if you'd like to explore putting your hand on your heart as you send the blessings inward, and just to feel yourself really offering with sincerity these wishes to your own being. May I be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence. May I feel safe and at ease. May I be happy. May this heart and mind awaken and be free. We widen the circle of metta now to include what's called a benefactor, which is someone in your life that you feel grateful to, that has been kind to you, that's in some way offered you love, security, comfort. Could be a person that's living or not living. It might be someone that you know personally. It may be someone that you don't know personally but has been a benefactor. Letting someone come to mind and feeling that being right here, so that you could imagine looking into his or her eyes. You could imagine that person, the benefactor, looking at you with a tremendous love and care, unconditional care, a wanting to be with you, to be helpful. So that as you're feeling the goodness of that being, and just to feel your appreciation for that person. In the same way that you offered prayers to your own heart, to offer your prayers of metta to this person. May you too be filled with loving presence, feel held in loving presence. Just to imagine that, this person filled and held in loving presence. May you feel safe and at ease. May you be happy. Again, to visualize and sense this person happy. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. Continue to widen the circle and space of heart by bringing to mind someone who's dear to you in your life, in your daily life. It could be a person who's having trouble right now or not, just someone that you care about. And feel that person's presence right close in, right here in the room, seeing and feeling what they're like, sensing the goodness of this person, what wakes up your loving for this person. It might be their sense of aliveness and fun, their sense of wonder, the way they show love to you. Their curiosity, honesty, just sensing who this person is. And feeling in a visceral way your heart's care. Offering the phrases, may you too feel filled with loving presence. Held in loving presence. May you feel safe and at ease. Safe and at ease. Again, imagine, visualize this person touching that kind of peace. May you be happy. And you may your heart and mind awaken and be free. We continue to widen the circles, bringing to mind what's called a neutral person, meaning someone you don't know so well, that you don't have any negative feelings towards, but nor do you feel particularly close to or positive about. Just a more distant acquaintance. So take a moment to sense someone. Again, imagine that person here, and take a moment to imagine into and sense the qualities, the humanness that could wake up your caring, that this person too wants to love and be loved, that this person wants to know more truth, wants to feel that connection with the earth and other beings, has vulnerability and pain and disappointment, and courage and care. Sensing this being as a real being right here. Again with the phrases, may you too be filled with loving presence, feel held in loving presence. May you feel safe and at ease. May you be happy. May your heart and mind awaken and be free. Bringing to mind someone that's more difficult for you now. Not traumatically, painfully difficult, but just more challenging. And again, letting this person be here. Sensing behind the mask, behind the difficulty that's created with this person, that he or she also wants to love and be loved, does not want to suffer. Offering the phrases and imagining and sensing this person being touched by them. May you be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence. May you feel safe and at ease. May you be happy. And may your heart and mind awaken and be free. Now, sensing in your heart space your own being, your benefactor, loved one, neutral person, difficult person, sensing all those beings right here in this heart space, and include those that are here this evening and those that are part of our virtual Sangha. Listening, watching, around the globe, just sensing us all together in this heart space. Sense all those that we know, all our relations, those we don't know, this whole web of life, of living beings, humans, those with that are running, four legs, that are swimming, that are flying, those that are endangered and those that are flourishing, all beings in our heart, wishing that all beings everywhere might be filled with loving presence, held in loving presence, that all beings might touch great and natural peace. That there be peace on earth, peace everywhere. That all beings be happy. And may all beings everywhere awaken and be free. Closing this metta practice by simply feeling the heart space that's here. just being that space of loving presence itself.